Welcome to the Loving People Podcast, a ministry of First Southern Baptist Church. We're your hosts, Patrick
and Rita,
and our goal is to point you to Jesus in all struggles of this life. Now, Rita, as we are kind of moving our way into this season, we've talked about a couple emotions at this point. We've had an overview of emotions, but we're on to fear now. And all of us are wondering, what is Rita Hobbs afraid of?
For those that are listening to this, I've already told him I really don't want to share this, so this is under duress. I am afraid of frogs. When they hop, they're out of control, and they make me jump and scream. It's ugly.
And you don't want to share that on the podcast.
No, I really don't, because the first person that comes at me with a frog, I may club them.
Okay, so what we're learning too is we need to be afraid of Rita Hobbs at the same time.
Be very afraid. Ask my kids.
I'm sure they got some good stories, Lance and Dana.
Yeah, we don't need to go there.
So we're talking about fear today. Fear, we've all got fears, irrational, rational, and sadly, probably 80% of them are irrational, while 20% are rational.
What's your irrational fear?
My irrational fear is spiders. Always will be, always has been. Snakes, I can handle for the most part. But spiders, you see them on the wall, you go to get a shoe to smash them, and you get back, and they're gone.
Yeah.
And you know they're going to reappear somewhere at the worst time possible. So that's why I'm terrified of spiders.
I don't know why frogs scare me so much. And, if they're sitting still, I'm okay, but once they start jumping, every muscle in my body pulls. I just can't take that.
Yep, I get it. Maddie's is crickets. We've all got our crazy irrational fears. So as there is fear. There's good fear and there's bad fear, right?
Yes.
Attitude can be fear formed or fear dominated. Can you help us understand a little bit when it comes to all of those things? The good fear, bad fear. Attitude being kind of formed or dominated by fear.
Okay. Good fear, obviously, is when we have a fear that's reverence, respect. I feared my mother. Not because she was going to hurt me, but I feared what consequences she was going to hand to me because of my choices. We fear the Lord for the same reason. We are sin-filled, and that sin dominates our lives. And when it does, then we disappoint Him, and we fear that. We don't want to do that, okay? On a bad fear, probably frogs are not a real rational fear, because I know people pick them up and they carry them around in their pockets. You just won't ever find one in my pocket.
Right.
So, but the rational and the irrational, I think there are times when rational fears, you can, in our day and time, you can be afraid your children will get kidnapped. You can be afraid of a health issue, of cancer or a heart attack, and it's not meant to be paralyzing.
Right.
But it's real. And it's there, and it causes problems in our lives, and it causes us to have attitudes toward different things. If your fear is formed deep, it can affect your attitude.
Yeah. I know there are parts of the brain that are activated when we're afraid, and there's this climb, or there's a documentary I watched called Free Solo. Where free soloing is when you go rock climb without any harness, without ropes, and you're literally
not smart.
Yeah, exactly. And there's this guy that he's known for in the climbing community, free soloing, and he goes to this this place in Yosemite National Park out in California, and there's this rock face that's like 2,000 feet high, I think, called El Capitan. And everybody, if you're a rock climber, you want to go climb this thing. He free solos this thing. And it's nobody has done this. And everybody's looking at him like, you are absolutely nuts. And they do a brain scan on him. And the part of his brain that's supposed to actually light up when he's afraid doesn't light up. It's the most inactive part of his brain, which, shows fear can be a good thing and that it's supposed to keep us safe. And
it is.
He has no fear, so therefore he has no worries of putting himself out there, which most people are thinking, I'm probably going to get really hurt doing this, mm-hmm. maybe even die. Mm-hmm. So fear can be good.
Yes.
Rationally.
Yes, it can be. Yeah. And I think that God gives us that fear to help our common sense to kick in and not step out in front of that bus.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'll use this example. I used to ride a motorcycle. And when I realized one day that if I fail, it was going to hurt, it began not to be enjoyable anymore.
Wow.
I was a little bit afraid of it. And I stopped riding and sold my motorcycle because I had a healthy respect for it.
Mm-hmm.
I knew I wasn't big enough to hold it up. So I think there are times that God uses the fear in us to get us to pay attention to what we're doing.
Yeah, there's a lot of wisdom in that right there. We have to understand fear from a proper perspective, a biblical perspective. There's a verse in the Bible that on our notes here, we have 1 John 4:18. It says that perfect love casts out fear. Can you talk to us about that a little bit?
Okay. I used the example a while ago that I was afraid of my mother. A mother's love is very deep most of the time. Mm-hmm. I knew she was not going to harm me. Now, she might light me up, but she wasn't going to hurt me intentionally. Mm. And when we look at that and we look at the Father and how much more He loves us and how much He created us and He put us here and He has a plan and a purpose, I think that that's where that perfect love comes in.
Right.
And He loves us with such perfect love that it pushes all those other fears away. If I'm rock climbing and I am fearful of falling, I can turn to Him in the middle of that climb, and I can say, Lord, the brain cells in my head are going bright red right now. I'm scared to death.
Right.
And He can calm my heart just wherever I am, whatever's going on. He has the ability to give me a perfect peace that is beyond all understanding. And I just, that's something that while I fear God, cherish the fact that He loves me that much.
Wow. Wow. Now, there's some more verses in the Bible that speak to fear. I've even heard some people say that there are 365 verses that literally say, do not fear, enough for one for every day of the year. There's one here, 2 Timothy 1:7. God did not give us a spirit of timidity, but a spirit of power and love and self-control. So if God did not give us a spirit of timidity, a spirit of fear, we could say, that's kind of a synonym for it, then He must have a better plan for us.
That's right.
So when we begin to follow Jesus, we receive the Holy Spirit. Like, how is that supposed to transform fear in our lives?
In counseling, we always tell people, this is an opportunity to learn to trust. It's an opportunity when you're fearful, when something has you tied up and you're afraid, that is an opportunity for you to trust the Lord.
Wow.
To fulfill His plan through you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we use fear as an excuse a lot of time. I don't really want to go talk to my neighbor because what if they slam the door in my face?
Right.
You know, that's that fear of rejection. Well, that's not what the Lord wants us to do, because He's the one that has control of it.
Yeah.
So in the middle, and I guess for the next 6 weeks, we'll talk about messy people too, because that's my DU study. But
that's right.
You know, in the middle of the mess, God can calm your heart, and He can make it to where you have the words to say, you have the ability to overcome those fears.
Mm-hmm.
And to do what He called you to do then.
You know, I never have heard somebody say that fear can be an opportunity. And thinking about that, I'm like, yeah, that's what it should be.
It's what it should be.
But we don't. We let it be crippling, and we let fear
Yes.
overtake us. But fear can be such a wonderful opportunity to rest in and trust in God And as I think about that, I've seen so many people do that. So what great advice. That's what I'm going to walk away with today.
It's all him. I'm telling you. And in my counseling, in the studies I've had, and the reading I've done, everything that happens is an opportunity.
Right.
And we have to practice trusting. I am not a real trusting person.
And for good reason in this world.
So when he says, and we're going to veer just a minute from this, because
sure.
whenever I say trust me, I always see the snake in the Jungle Book mm-hmm. with his eyes doing the googly eye thing. Trust me. You know, but that's what Jesus says to us. Trust yeah. me. Trust me. Come on. Follow me. Trust me.
Yes.
And when I'm afraid, he scoops me up and he mm-hmm. cradles me in his arms and he says, come on, trust me.
Yeah.
I got this.
And oh, how I wish Adam and Eve would have understood that.
Oh, yes.
Because, you know, we talked about right before the podcast began, like, where did fear come from? And as I think about that, you know, it's not in the opening pages of the Bible, like the first two at least. Once you get to page 3 or 4, it's there. But it wasn't original to God's good creation. When he looks at everything and he says, behold, it is very good.
Mm-hmm.
There's perfect unity. There's perfect harmony. Everything as it should be. And it's only after Adam and Eve sin that God walks back into the garden and he shows up on the scene. Adam and Eve hide. And God asks them, why were you hiding?
I'm afraid.
I was afraid because of my shame. I was afraid because I had done wrong. And when I think about my dad in times that I've done wrong,
mm-hmm.
like, would I have gotten in trouble? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But would my dad have loved me and had my back? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And there's that other passage in Scripture where it says, you know, there are some great earthly dads out there. And I could tear up right now thinking how great my dad is
mm-hmm.
compared to how his relationship was with his dad, which was not good. And our relationship with our Heavenly Father is so much better in comparison to the best fatherly relationship on earth. If,
you know,
I can run to my dad on earth,
yeah,
I can definitely run to my Heavenly Father.
I worry about how people who grew up without that loving Father,
mm-hmm.
sometimes they are fearful to come to the Father.
Right.
Because they don't know what that's like. They don't understand that emotion that you're just talking about. Another thing that we talked about in that was the fact that Jesus was never afraid.
No, he was not.
He so trusted the Father in his will, even when he prayed in the garden.
Yes.
He said, Father, not my will, but yours be done.
Trusted.
Trust
perfectly
me.
Trusted. And we can say we trust, but until we actually throw ourselves into the arms of God, we're not truly trusting.
No, we're not. I can say I'm a millionaire, but that doesn't change anything.
Let's all say that together, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. You know, sometimes people say, well, I don't like big crowds. That's why I'm not going to go to church. That's an excuse. That,
it is.
You know, has the crowd ever hurt you? Have you ever been trampled in a crowded church?
Hmm.
I don't think I've heard of that.
I can only think of one example.
Okay.
I really can.
Okay.
There was a fire. You've heard of Charles Spurgeon.
Yes.
Was a pastor over in London.
Yes.
Back in the 1800s, I believe. Somebody stood up in the middle of one of his sermons and screamed, fire. There wasn't a fire. And, you know, it's so many people crammed in there. Everybody's running out, trying to get out. I think 3 or 4 people were trampled literally to death. And so as they died...
Okay, then let's scratch that
example. Right. And I don't want to make that a point where we laugh about that, but Spurgeon, that was a point of his anxiety and depression for years, and that's just a little side note.
Yeah.
But yeah, there...
I think, though, we have to be careful what we allow ourselves to become fearful of.
Yes. Yeah, and that's where the irrational fears can creep in, and I genuinely believe, I'm sure there's some statistics out there to support this, but... the majority of our fears are irrational as opposed to rational. But I think today we're mainly covering more of the rational side of things.
Well, you know, another thing too, that experiences that we have lead to those fears.
That's right.
You know, if I have had a car accident at a certain place, I may be a little bit apprehensive about going around that curve.
Yes.
I had a deer out here back not too long ago, and when I come around that curve, I'm a little more careful to watch.
Yeah.
Because that came out of nowhere. And I had been here at the church and took off toward home and called saying, I need help.
Yeah.
So, you know, but it's not paralyzing. I don't quit driving that way.
Sure.
But because of my experience, I'm a little bit apprehensive of that.
Well, let's praise God that was after your motorcycle phase.
Yes, that's right. That would have really been ugly.
Yes.
Really been ugly.
So when we're talking about fear, fear being crippling and fear feeling like it is just a car on our shoulders that is crushing us, how can we overcome fear? What hope do we have?
The Bible tells us, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything give praise and thanksgiving.
So instead of it stopping at do not be anxious, like when I'm looking at one of my kids, mm-hmm. and saying, stop it, stop being afraid, stop being worried, he gives us a better
option. He gives us a better option. We have to change our thought process. We have to say, okay, I'm not going to sit and stare at this fear. I am going to look past the fear at the Father who's standing behind it. Mm-hmm. And keep my focus on him. Yeah. So that's what I'm looking at.
You know, it's like that. Is it Hebrews 12:2? It says, mm-hmm. fix your eyes on Jesus. Mm-hmm. And even in fear, we need to fix our eyes on Jesus.
That's right.
He is bigger than the fear. He is in control of all things. That's so good. Now, what verse was that you quoted? Is that 1 Peter 5:7?
Yeah.
Okay. I wanted to make sure I didn't read that over again.
No, that was 1 Peter 5:7. And, you know, when I think about it, there's so many things, especially when I was younger, that caused me some worry, caused me some doubt. And if I could have realized then
right.
the truth in the scripture and how it was not going to fail, mm-hmm. my life could have been different.
Yeah.
You know, we were talking about changing our thought processes. It's gotten to the point now that when fear arises or when I start to think about something, I go back to the Philippians 4:8.
Mm-hmm.
Think about the pure things, the lovely things.
That's right.
The true things. Because there's no limit on that. And yeah. that's what the Lord wants us to concentrate on, what he's done for us,
yeah.
what he's given us, how he protects us. We don't have a reason to fear.
Yeah. You know, it's kind of like when you, our brains, our minds, they're kind of like when you pull up whatever streaming service you use, it says continue watching. Whatever we watch most in our mind, whatever we put on the reel in our minds, whether that's we're afraid of something or we're thinking about how good God is mm-hmm. in the midst of that fear, that's going to be the continue watching thing.
That's exactly right.
Or we open a file cabinet and that first file is whatever we most think about. Mm-hmm. So we need to, like you say, let's dwell on the good things. Mm-hmm. Let's dwell on the godly things. Let's not let our minds go to fear naturally. Mm-hmm. That should be last resort, and we can literally rewire the pathways in our brain mm-hmm. in doing so.
That's right.
Just so cool. Science is finally catching up with the Bible, right?
That's exactly right. I want to give a real life illustration here, and I'm sure Miss Barbara won't mind. When she was going
ask for forgiveness, not permission,
ask,
right?
Hey, I've already talked to her about it. It's okay. When she was right after she was going through the death of Mr. Herb, she wrote in her journal about how she felt.
Wow.
And she would write, there are days that she wrote in her journal, Lord, I'm afraid, but you say, and it was almost like she was writing a conversation back to him.
Wow.
She's allowed me to use that in some of my counseling, and I'm telling you, it's priceless because she's walked that path. And she talked to the Lord, you know, Lord, I have doubts and fears, but I trust you.
Yeah.
And over, you can see that. Mm-hmm. And that's such a godly example. And that's so what we're supposed to do if we can just train ourselves to do it.
Yes. So if we could take that, everything we've talked about so far, and say, fear is a healthy reverence, a respect. Mm-hmm. We need to have it for things. There are those irrational fears, but we should be able to fear God in the proper way, right?
Yes.
If we could say, hey, I'm afraid of heights, mm-hmm. but this God fella, I don't really care about him. I'm not afraid of him. He doesn't mean anything to me. Mm-hmm. We've kind of reversed it, haven't we?
Yes,
we're in a bad place.
Yes, we are. Yes, we are. And when I was younger, I was taught to respect authority as far as law enforcement. I understand that there are situations that have happened, but for the most part, law enforcement is here to help us.
So that's right.
We're to have a healthy respect. It's that with God. He wants us to love him. He wants a personal relationship with us. He wants us to fall at his feet when we're afraid.
That's right.
But there's got to be that reverence and that ability to know who he is and what he's about.
Yeah. And it's because Jesus died on the cross out of his love for us mm-hmm. that we don't have to be afraid.
That's right.
It's Hebrews 4, I think it's 15 and 16 says, we can boldly approach the throne of grace, mm-hmm. not to receive judgment, but to receive grace in the time of need.
That's right.
And that, we don't have to be afraid of God in one sense, mm-hmm. but we need to have a healthy respect for God.
That's exactly
in the right sense, mm-hmm. a reverence. So that's what Scripture means when it says fear God. Mm-hmm. It's not a timidity. Mm-hmm. It is a reverence, mm-hmm. respect. So, well, I think we need to keep that in mind, a good, healthy fear.
I agree.
Well, great. Well, thank y'all for joining us today. We want to invite y'all, just give us a good review, a good rating on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, wherever you're listening. If you're on YouTube, go ahead and subscribe and share this with some friends. We would very much appreciate that. And don't forget, as you're going throughout your day, to love God
and love people.
We'll see y'all later.